World War One on the BBC.
Vengeance on the Serbs.
The 29th of June. Martial law has been declared in Sarajevo.
More than 200 shops, hotels and dwellings belonging to Serbians were wrecked and looted here today. Mobs of Croats and Muslims marched through the streets carrying portraits of the emperor and shouting, "Death to the Serbian murderers!"
But in Serbia, there's a different sort of reaction. The Austrian ambassador in Serbia's capital reports back to Vienna.
"We are now looked on as the enemy. For many years, hatred has been sown in Serbia. The crop has sprung up, and the harvest is murder."
The Serbian government is anxious to distance itself from the assassination. A telegram to a Berlin newspaper puts its case.
"The Serbian ambassador in Vienna warned the Austrian government of the existence of a plot and hoped that the heir to the throne would postpone his visit. But this the Archduke refused to do."
The Serbian government is not revealing all it knows. The Prime Minister and others knew that the secret Black Hand Society, which included the head of Serbia's military intelligence, was up to something. And in any case, the Serbian warning to Austria-Hungary beforehand was so vague as to be useless.
Saddest of kings.
The Daily Mirror devotes its full front page to a photograph of the Emperor of Austria-Hungary. He lost his wife to an assassin 16 years previously, and Franz Ferdinand had only become his heir after the suicide of the Emperor's son.
The Emperor of Austria would seem to have enjoyed little mercy in a long life that has been strewn with sorrows as a long road is strewn with stones.
But privately, the Emperor is resigned. He'd never approved of Franz Ferdinand's marriage to a woman of lower status. The Emperor's daughter, Archduchess Valerie, writes in her diary,
"Certainly Papa was shocked, but I found him amazingly fresh. When I said that the new Crown Prince Karl would acquit himself well, Papa said, 'For me, it is a great worry less.'"
At 8 p.m. that evening, the Austro-Hungarian cabinet gathers at a hastily called meeting. The hawkish chief of the general staff, Franz Conrad von Hotzendorf, wants an immediate invasion of Serbia.
"Nothing will have the effect but the use of force."
But the Austrian Foreign Secretary, Leopold Berchtold, is more cautious.
"Don't you think that a revolution might break out? I thought of a different procedure. We send Serbia a demand to dissolve certain societies and relieve the Minister of Police of his post."
Conrad has been demanding war with Serbia for years. For him, it's the only way to show that Austria-Hungary is still a great power. He's even prepared to accept the risk of conflict with Russia. In London, attention is turned to an invasion of a rather different kind.
London's shops stormed on the first day of bargain season. An army of sweet-featured, earnest-faced womanhood poured through the departments and besieged the counters today. It was sale day, one of the busiest days in a woman's year, and one of the happiest. It was truly wonderful how they all managed to keep their tempers through the heat and burden of the day.